Howard Epstein is with the Friends of Halifax Common Group and joins me for a chat. Howard, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure to be with you.
All right. What is Friends of Halifax Common? What is your group all about? You're part of the executive of the group. What's it about?
Yep. Well, Halifax has three really obvious big characteristic physical features. One's the harbor, one is the Citadel, and the other is the Halifax Common. So the Friends of the Halifax Common has existed for about a decade, and we just tend to keep an eye on what goes on in the Common and offer opinions and advice to City Council.
All right. You've got some concerns about what's going on. And tell us more about this 500-page Halifax Common Master Plan and what your concerns are, and then we'll get into some of this.
Absolutely. Happy to discuss it. Well, back in 1994, when, in fact, I was on City Council, a master plan at that time was adopted for guiding the city on what should happen for the Common. But I have to say, by and large, over the decades, it's tended to be kind of ignored. A process was put in place a few years ago to generate a new master plan. And, of course, a lot has changed on the Halifax Peninsula in the intervening years, and it's accelerated. Those changes have accelerated. So there's kind of a new context. And there were public consultations, but the last time the public really saw any documents about the Halifax Common or got the chance to comment on them was back in 2019. And then everything kind of went underground into the bowels of City Hall for a while. And finally, in November, this draft master plan emerged. And instead of kind of taking it back to the public for some further comments, now that there's actually a real master plan that we could kind of look at and think about and consider, this draft master plan seems to be going fairly quickly through the committee stages. And we're just asking the committee to kind of hold off on this until there's some more consultation with the public, now that there's actually a document to look at.
All right. So what are some of the big concerns here at play?
Well, the first, of course, is in and of itself, planning is in consultation with the public is always a good thing. I got to say, you know, I was an elected official for 20 years, and I never participated in a committee hearing or a public hearing or a public process in which I didn't actually learn something really interesting from the submissions of the public. So in and of itself, it would be a good thing if this document went back. But there are some obvious flaws that we've identified with the draft document. I mean, if it was doing a really good job, then, you know, we might not be so concerned about it. But here's one, for example, is that the plan itself is not going to be any kind of official document. The planners came to a committee back in December that was the first kind of city go-round with this, and they said, well, you know, this is kind of a conceptual document. Maybe we'll follow it, maybe we won't. And that's just plain not good enough. You know, the whole point about having a plan is that it should be incorporated in the official documents of the city. They're called the Municipal Planning Strategy. And so the MPS, the Municipal Planning Strategy, should include not the whole of a 500-page document, but parts of it that are the operational parts should be there as official binding policy. So that's the first problem, is that all this effort has gone into try to generate a document, and it's clear that the city planners take the view that it's of no real consequence, that they're not really thinking about being bound by it. So that's the first problem. The other is that it doesn't really consider the full extent of the Common. I mean, when the Common was first established, it went right down to South Street and includes a lot of land that is now built on primarily with public buildings, you know, hospital buildings, university buildings, but all of that area that is built on really seems to have been largely ignored in this plan. So that's kind of a bit of a flaw. And when the common was granted, in the words of the original King's grant to the citizens of Halifax forever, it was open land and it was meant to be for general public use. So even though there are buildings on it, they've always tended to be public buildings, although there are a couple of exceptions that crept in the 1930s for some private buildings. And but those lands that have buildings on them, we think should have been part of this master plan as well. And there are a number of other comments that really could be made. For example, when the committee of HRM in December had their first look at it, the Halifax Lancers, the people who have the horses there, yeah, on adjacent to the Wanderers grounds, they came and they complained bitterly that the plan that affects their lands was really inadequate and constrains them in all kinds of ways. And this was something that really persuaded that initial Halifax committee to hold off on doing anything more. And now that it's coming back to them on Thursday of this week, the 20th, and we're kind of hoping that the committee, instead of passing this document on to the full HRM council, will instruct staff to go back and have another round of public consultations.
Do you feel as though that now you're talking about the hospital expansion and of course the parking garage, and that's the controversial.
That's a big example.
That's an example of that. But I guess we all know that real estate is at more than a premium at this point in HRM. Do you feel as though it's truly threatened the common? Or do you feel that these small encroachments are kind of one-offs mentioned, public for a hospital parking or whatever? These types of projects, they're not frivolous projects. These are important public infrastructure. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would divide this into two parts. I mean, one is the whole hospital complexes that we have on the Halifax Peninsula, the old Victoria General site, and which is also on the common, and the so-called, infirmary or QE2 site that's there on Rovey Street. And, what goes on with that is interesting, but hasn't really been open to the public. I mean, the Department of infrastructure, the provincial government Department of Infrastructure has been doing its own planning for the QE2 without really kind of opening up to the public about what their overall plans are. I mean, now that they've built one parking garage off of their kind of core area, nudged right beside the museum, it's not clear to me that they're not planning on knocking down the museum and building even more stuff there. And this stuff, I think, needs a kind of rationale, and it needs to be talked through, and along with a discussion about, where are the hospital facilities on the peninsula and off the peninsula going to be located. But that hasn't really happened in an open public way. There's been a lot of private inside the government analysis of what they're wanting to do. So on the hospital side, I think certainly there could be a lot more openness from the provincial government. In terms of the demand for housing and so on, I have to say there's lots of reason to question what our city council has been doing. They've been approving a huge number of apartment buildings on the Halifax Peninsula, some of which have been built, some of which are in the process, some of which are still just at the planning stage. But, normally about two-thirds of the population want to be homeowners and are homeowners, and yet the squeeze is really both on rental properties, which are hard to afford, and housing, which is also hard to afford. And I don't know that our city council has paid sufficient attention to the demand for housing that is owned housing. They seem to be pretty cozy with the developers of apartments, but don't seem to be doing a lot for the people who own or aspire to be homeowners. That's a whole other conversation that is there. But if they are going to continue to approve apartment buildings, we need lots of open green space. That's a beneficial health matter. As we've seen during COVID, people have needed to get out of their apartments. They've needed to get out and have places where they can go. And lots of people just, they don't own cottages. They don't have the ability to kind of go somewhere else. And so open public space is really important. And that's one of the things the Common offers.
Howard, I wish you had more time, but we are out of time. We'll stay on top of this, and thanks for your input here, and we'll talk again.
Pleasure to chat with you. Hang in.
All right, take care. Howard Epstein, Friends of the Halifax Common.